live cattle futures gained a little more ground Thursday. Agricultural economists Glenn Tonser and Lee Schultz provide some perspective on how fast and how far behind fed cattle marketing can get amid packing disruptions. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of May. Although too few to trend, negotiated cash fed cattle trade continued Thursday across a broad range, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live sales were reported in the Southern Plains at $95 to $96 a hundredweight, at $95 to $100 in the Western Corn Belt, and at $93.75 to $95 in Nebraska. Dressed prices ranged from $147 to $160. Live cattle futures continue to firm, though, perhaps with hopes that capacity returns to beef packing sooner rather than later, given the previous day's executive order mandating that meat packing and processing facilities remain open. Other than $4.40 higher in expiring spot April, live cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents higher, across a range of 15 cents higher at the back to $1.67 higher in new spot June. The exception was 2 cents lower in away April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.56 lower, across a range of 37 cents lower in expiring spot April to $1.95 lower. Wholesale beef values climbed by double digits again. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $10.18 higher Thursday afternoon at $367.56 a hundredweight. Select was $10.25 higher at $350.16. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending April 18th was 889 pounds, which was 3 pounds heavier than the previous week and 32 pounds heavier than the previous year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight was 823 pounds, which was 3 pounds less than the prior week, but 24 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier. Beef production for that week was 395.6 million pounds, which was 36 million pounds fewer than the prior week, or 8.34% less. It was 118 million pounds fewer, or 22.98% less than the same week last year. Weekly export sales added support to grain markets Thursday. Net corn export sales were 87% more than the previous week, led by Mexico, and 19% more than the prior four-week average, according to the U.S. Weekly Export Sales Report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Net soybean export sales were noticeably higher than the previous week, led by China, and noticeably higher than the prior four-week average. Corn futures closed 4 to 7 cents higher in the front three contracts and then 2 to 3 cents higher. Soybean futures closed 12 to 18 cents higher through Jan of 21 and then mostly 5 to 8 cents higher. Here are results available at press time from some of the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing more than 750 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. A light test of steers weighing less than 750 pounds sold with unevenly steady undertones, while higher undertones were noted for a light test of steers weighing more than 1,000 pounds. Heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher, but with lower undertones for a light test of heifers weighing less than 600 pounds. There are 3,468 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, feeder steers weighing less than 500 pounds sold with weaker undertones. Steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds traded $1 to $2 higher, $4 to $8 higher at 700 to 850 pounds, and $3 to $5 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold with weaker undertones, but $1 to $2 higher at 500 to 800 pounds, and steady to $2 lower at 800 to 900 pounds. There are 3,226 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $7 to $9 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 1,403 head. Steers weighing 5.5 to 6.5 sold $3 to $7 lower, but $7.50 higher at 700 to 750 pounds and at 800 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 4.5 to 550 pounds sold $8 to $13 higher, steady to a dollar higher at 5.5 to 650 pounds, and $3 lower at 650 to 700 pounds. Finally, feeder steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds sold $6 to $10 lower, but $2 to $4 higher at 800 to 900 pounds. There are 1,041 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday with another round of massive initial jobless claims of 3.84 million, according to the U.S. Labor Department. Looking ahead, the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Eugene Scalia, says workplace safety will be the key to ensuring that individuals transition from unemployment back into the workforce. Also on the day, crude oil prices continued recent recovery, albeit still mired toward the bottom. The front six contracts for West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME were up $1.71 to $3.78. Spot June closed at $18.84, which was $6.50 higher than on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 288 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 27 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 25 points. Depending on how fast packing plant production normalizes, there could be in excess of 1 million head of long-fed cattle come June 1st, according to recent calculations by agricultural economists Glenn Tonser at Kansas State University and Lee Schultz at Iowa State University. For purposes here, long-fed refers to cattle on feed for more than 120 days and more than 150 days, or the carryover of market-ready fed cattle. In their new paper entitled Fed Cattle Flows, Demonstrative Scenario Examples, Tonser and Schultz say cattle on feed for over 120 days and over 150 days is useful when evaluating the currentness of cattle supplies in feedlots, with currentness referring to whether cattle are being marketed on a timely basis or kept on feed longer. They explain that marketing currentness is generally positive to market prices, while too many producers being forced to delay feedlot marketings can quickly cause an oversupply of both market-ready cattle and overfed, overfinished cattle, and lead to an eventual market purge of heavy cattle at some point, which can drive prices down. They point out overall feedlot numbers are not burdensome. It's the supply of market-ready or near-market-ready cattle that is burdensome relative to current slaughter capacity. In the paper, Tonser and Schultz estimate the number of cattle on feed for more than 120 days and more than 150 days as of April 1st, utilizing monthly cattle on feed reports, which account for feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity. Next, they present four possible scenarios, which consider various levels of reduced estimated weekly fed cattle slaughter through May 30th relative to last year and due to current disruptions wrought by COVID-19. Then, they calculate accompanying fed cattle overflow for May 1st and June 1st relative to each scenario. Keeping the outline in mind, Tonser and Schultz estimate fed cattle carryover May 1st ranging from 485,000 head to 510,000 head. For June 1st, it's 1.07 million head to 1.34 million head. Rather than necessarily projecting specific numbers, this work from Tonser and Schultz provides valuable context and insight to how quickly and far behind marketing currentness can become. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 1st of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.